Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
It took a long time and a lot of work, but we found the funniest moments from last week's Mixed Morning Show.
There was some partying going on at my place. Thankfully, nobody was throwing up over balconies, especially thankful that even if it was happening, there aren't any cars beneath my balcony, because apparently that was going on in some places in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. According to photos that have surfaced, people have woken up, tried to go to work January 1st and come out to their car frozen over, not with frost.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
Great start to 2018.
So gross. Did you have a crazy New Year's Eve?
No, I kept it pretty low key. Just had people over at our place, then went to another friend's place.
Yeah.
I think I was in bed by one, maybe. Don't really remember, but
that's awesome.
I got new bedding for Christmas and blankets and pillows, and it's just the most comfortable thing. And I don't want to do anything else but just be in this bed and in this comfort cave.
Dangerous.
Basically.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like,
I totally
here's
relate.
2018, people all inspired to get things done. And I'm like, I just want to go to back to bed and enjoy my new bedding, because my head is so comfortable when I put my head on the pillow. It's just delightful.
Surprise, you're in at work today.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
So when it comes to New Year's Eve, I feel like it used to be this affair that would last all the way through the night. You know, you just party, really ring in the new year. But I mean, I'm getting older, and this is one of those statements that just makes people who are older than me just so infuriated. But like, I'm ancient now. I just don't, like you said, 1 o'clock New Year's Eve, that sounds like a great time to go to bed. I had a friend message saying, I'll be there after the countdown, after midnight. And I was like, why?
The party is ending then. What
not
are you doing?
How New Year's works. Kicking things off today with a story about the other foot finally dropping concerning Alberta's carbon tax. That is, the initial $20 per ton of CO2 emissions is now $30 per ton, which can only mean one thing, really.
A sea of complaints until that rebate check shows up in a week and pays off some of that holiday debt.
Yeah, I mean, it happened when the first foot dropped, and then crickets.
Mm-hmm. It may be the year that Canada will see nationwide cannabis legalization, but yesterday was the first day it became legal in California. In addition to the therapeutic effects and the boost to tax revenues, there's also another benefit.
Yeah, the entire state basically got a brand new Year's Eve. They got to do it twice. That's, of course, because they completely forgot about doing it once already, but, you know, still, it's fun.
Celebration.
And it is time to rejoice. It is time to celebrate. The cold snap is over. While winter is far from done, the week-long extreme cold that forced the penguins at the Calgary Zoo inside in the province is over.
But the real reason to celebrate is no more posts, either sincere or sarcastic, clogging the timeline on all your social media feeds. We know it's cold outside.
Yeah, yeah.
It was. Though it feels like summer now when you go outside. It's very delightful.
The completely, like, night and day with the vehicle starting. Mm-hmm. Night and day. It used to be chugging. Now it's just like, whoa, how are we going on vacation or something? That's your daily catch-up. A new year, a new you, and a new opportunity to just laugh and ridicule Miss Mariah Carey. Now, okay, to be fair, last year, really, though, she completely blew up New Year's Eve. The performance was not a performance. This year, she sang her heart out. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear.
It was quite good, but she just had one problem. Someone forgot her tea.
If you missed it.
I just want to take a sip of tea, if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
With no hot tea. Mariah, please, we know you're on a different level than us, but
I just thought, what a disaster. Now I have to be like you commoners.
I know. You plebs. You ground folk while I'm up here in the sky. Oh my gosh. She's deluded. I love it, though. It's so entertaining, and it's the perfect way to start 2018.
Inspirational. Oh. For the first time, if you get a curve thrown at you in 2018, just remember, Mariah made it through without her hot tea, so you can do anything.
It's true. I mean, anything that comes your way that might be a bump in the road.
Just think of Mariah. She's like, she did it without the tea.
She persevered. She got down on our level.
I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
It's so beautiful. Everybody's got the New Year's resolutions on the brain, really thinking about how they can better themselves and improve on things, make it a better year than the last, and improve on all that has come before. It can be tough, though. It can be really hard to stick to it, honestly. Which is why I kind of had this idea that it would be way easier to keep yourself accountable if you had, like, somebody narrating your life, especially somebody like Morgan Freeman, would give you exactly what you needed to actually accomplish your goals so that you can understand, like, basically just somebody to be honest with you, but from the inside.
I'm going to read more this year.
Which was the truth. If you count the number of times she'd go on to read the back of the same shampoo bottle while sitting on the throne.
I'm going to make it to the gym before work every morning.
It was a nice dream, an uplifting thought, a beautiful lie.
It's time to quit smoking.
But what she really meant was, it's time to quit joking. After all, who was she kidding?
This year, I'll get my life together.
But she wouldn't get her life together. In February, she was hospitalized for eating an expired gas station pita on a drunken dare. She dared herself.
The best of the Mixed Morning Show on today's best music. Mixed 103.7.
Crazy to me to think back to 10 years ago. It is actually the 10th anniversary this year for Mixed 103.7. It's a huge deal.
And so we've called up some of the former workers here on the airwaves.
Yeah.
We'll be speaking with them over the next couple of weeks, every morning around this time. So first up is former news guy and city councilor Tyrone Alt.
In January of 2008, CFVR, a.k.a. Mix 103.7, went live for the first time. In those years, many have worked for Mix 103.7, and these are their stories. Meet Tyrone Alt.
It was a really cool feeling, especially because we had a lot of hardships leading up. We actually tried launching in December and got shut down by, I think it was CRTC, because we were interfering with air traffic control or something like that.
No big deal.
To have the second launch that actually was successful was really cool. And there was a really great advertising campaign with called Reset Your Presets, I remember, where like the little dividers at the grocery stores had Mix's logo on it and things like that to start spreading news. So it was overwhelmingly positive. It's a great thing about Facebook memories now is you kind of see people posting those posts from 9-10 years ago as the years tick by, and just getting to relive that excitement of having a new station and a few new stations in the community at that time. After so long, it was great to have some variety, and I think we brought a really high level of news coverage that was really something that I think we're all proud of.
This is a part of our Mix heritage. This is just so great. I mean, if these girls on Williams Road had the New Year's resolution of being awesome, they are living up to it so hard right now, and I have the distinct impression that they got started ahead of that, ahead of 2018 officially hitting. What happened was I just saw a post made by a woman named Charlene saying, my girls made a little free library. They were pretty excited for people to stop by and visit it. It's mostly kids' books, but hopefully we can make it grow. Stop by, we're on Williams Road, and you can't miss it. Beautiful pink mini fridge. Well, previously a mini fridge, now it serves a higher purpose. It's the Little Things Library, and they say it belongs to everybody. Take a book, leave a book, give books so that it can continue to operate, so that there's always books in there for others. Remember, books in this library must not be grabbed, sold, bought, any of the above. It is a free library. I absolutely love this. I love this so much. And I remember visiting just Calgary, staying at a rental home like an Airbnb, and just walking down the block and seeing, oh my goodness, they just have these little enclosures that just have books for people. It's awesome. In other places and countries, they've got this like for food so that people can community, you know, contribute. And then if people don't have enough to fill up their plate, they can, you know, come and maybe grab a piece of fruit or something like that. I love this whole idea. And the girls, I don't know their names. I wish I did, but I do know that Mom Charlene has raised some good ones. This is awesome. If you want to see the post for yourself, get an idea of what it looks like. But once again, you can't miss it while walking down Williams Road. Check it out right now on Face Business. One thing that I have been spending my time doing, making myself feel great, is binging that new season of Ultimate Beastmaster, which is awesome when you're thinking about all the ways that you should be improving your life. And you see all these very, very, very fit individuals while you're eating another bowl of ice cream.
I'm very glad I didn't say new year, new me, because I would have failed already.
I know, day three.
Not improved my health or lifestyle in any way since the new year. But I decided when I was driving home for work yesterday, in my head, making it feel better, so I about not working out yesterday,
yes,
is that I'm going to start my new year when school starts next week, because that's when everybody's back in action for
okay,
the most part.
Okay.
So my new year starts next Monday. So I'll see you at the gym next Monday.
New me, new year, new me, later. Next week.
Give it a couple weeks.
Iceland, the land of Thor, the Mountain Bjornsson, and Bjork, and now the first land to make it totally illegal for a man to be paid more than a woman for the same job, with a pledge to eradicate the pay gap between genders by 2022.
Cue the chorus of complaints and lessons in biology from the insecure section. Yes, we are all very well aware of where babies come from. Now get back to work. There's a lot of men complaining online about this. Well, the let the nearest man bun know the good word. The 2018 Coachella Festival lineup has been announced. The Weeknd, Beyonce, and Eminem are all headlining amidst dozens of other acts.
Rumor is that Mariah Carey was tapped as a headliner for the April event, but she is going to need at least 6 months to get over the missing tea disaster.
She can get over this. We can get over any hurdle in life. Stay strong.
Speaking of hurdles, U.S. pincushion, I mean President Donald Trump has lost his damn mind. His posturing tweet about nuclear buttons yesterday is giving credence to theories that he actually wants to be remembered as a wartime president.
It's not good to be remembered for starting a war, though, and the biggest war he's ever seen so far is the war of verbal flat fights with late-night talk show hosts.
Yeah, that's about all he's seen. Not a lot of action. And that is your daily catch-up.
I just think you could be sleeping. The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 103.7.
Ice quakes.
This is a thing. I'm blowing my mind this morning. What is an ice quake? Apparently it happened last night and baffled Alberta Beach residents.
Yeah. Apparently a bunch of residents woke up to reports of they thought something fell on their home or something hit their home.
They thought the world was over, especially after that tweet from Trump, I'm sure.
Mm. But Alberta Energy Regulator said it could have been a 2-magnitude earthquake, which they are calling an ice quake.
Because it only happens when the groundwater gets all frozen and popped and everything. I have never experienced something like this. I didn't even know an ice quake existed. Closest thing I would have to say is like an ice cream cake. That's about it. But I have I know that earthquakes are a thing.
One's a delight.
But I've got family on the coast on the west, and they have experienced like minor tremors, actual earthquakes. I have never once. Never seen a tornado with my own eyes.
Many tornadoes.
Yeah? Mm. Man, I'm missing out. I'm missing out on life experiences, I guess.
Well, you had one of the biggest ones in Canadian history, so I think you're good for life experience.
Apparently, Carrie Underwood had way bigger spill than originally thought. She had to have 40 to 50 stitches put into her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened back in November, I believe, when she fell and she broke her wrist, which was what she told fans. But then in a year-end letter to her fans, she said, well, it's actually a lot more worse. Had to have 50 or so stitches and surgery.
She says, still healing, still not quite looking the same, but grateful that it wasn't much, much worse. That's... sucks. I mean,
yeah, she said her face might look a little different. She hasn't posted a picture of it yet, but don't worry, Carrie. My face also looks different after the holidays, but not because I smashed my face open. It's more like I stuffed my open face. It's very gluttonous over the holidays.
Oh, so many of us can relate. Going back in time, Mix 103.7 is very shortly to turn 10 years old, and that's why we're featuring these Mix Heritage Minutes all through this week and next as we get closer and closer to some huge revelations on the 15th.
And we will be playing extended versions of these interviews on the 15th as well, on our anniversary day.
In January of 2008, CFVR, aka Mix 103.7, went live for the first time. In those years, many have worked for Mix 103.7, and these are their stories. Here's Nolan Hockness.
Our phones didn't stop ringing from like the time the test signal went till the time we launched. What you know, we kind of, me and Jason Hushy, we were kind of like meeting bookers and order takers. Like, people just wanted to advertise right away. It was really, really cool, and you knew that we were on to something. It was the second time that I had been a part of a station launch. Me and Craig had been a part of a station launch back in Estevan, right? So it was the second time that I got a chance to experience that, but this time just seemed a little more important, right? Because you're providing something that the city really, really wanted and needed. And it was such a positive experience, and we were all working like dogs. Like, we were all doing 12-hour days, some of us probably even more than that. Kind of that us against the world mentality, right? And it's really powerful. Like, that's why every sports psychologist talks about that, right? And it really did. We were a small, tight-knit group that constantly worked together. When you hear all that hard work coming out over to the airwaves to everybody in Fort McMurray to hear, it was pretty special. And still, I'll be proud of being a part of that original team forever.
This is a part of our mix heritage.
Time for another round of Parking Lot Play-by-Play.
It's Parking Lot Play-by-Play.
Well, that is right. We're back after the holiday break, ready to break into the parking lot competitions once again. Keep those eyes wide. There's going to be a bona fide curbside slip and slide all through the year. Let's take this train down to the game and see what's happening in the parking lot below this week.
It's kind of quiet down there. I think people's cars are still frozen solid and trying to get their battery to turn over.
The funniest moments from last week's Mix Morning Show on today's best music, Mix 103.7.
So I have been in many travel and plane situations, including sitting on tarmacs for hours and hours when they don't let you off the plane.
Worst.
And I now know what I'm going to do. I'm going just to take this gentleman's advice from New Year's Day. He was on a delayed Ryanair flight from London, and again, they were waiting on the tarmac, and he just got fed up, so he very calmly just grabbed his backpack, opened the emergency exit, walked out to the wing, and hopped off, and just walked back into the airport. and they interviewed his friend. He's like, yeah. He's like, I guess he was just fed up and didn't want to wait anymore.
Incredible. Okay, so I got the video here. And, apparently it landed already. So he's already at his destination city.
Yep.
That definitely makes it way more acceptable, I think, for him to just be like fed up. 30 minutes after landing, just be like, we're here. I'm going to go explore. I'm going to go take my vacation. The video is perfect, though. It's just, he's so calm.
He's so calm. Like, clearly not a threat.
Yeah.
He's just a man who's had enough.
Yeah.
And he just wants off the plane.
He's not going, he's not going to get in your face. He's not going to get upset. He's not going to get mad. Nope. But he's also just not going to stay on the plane, period. Apparently just those doors, those emergency doors. Yeah, go for it. Just. Go ahead and open them up. Don't listen to us. We're just radio hosts.
It's now in the hands of Spanish authorities.
I was going to say, that's illegal and he's in trouble. You got to unplug that vehicle in the morning, even though it's nice and warm again. False sense of security. Just saw no frost on the window. Hopped right in. Engine turns over like a dream. And you start backing up. Thankfully, though, the cord that I have employed to keep that block heater heated is long enough that I can back up far away enough to see it and not actually have it yank anything out of the vehicle or out of the ground. Either way, I'm not going to be too happy, especially because extension cords are kind of expensive to replace. I mean, not exactly a purchase you're making all the time, but come on, $30 for a thing that lets the power go from there to there? It's a lot, all right? It's a lot, especially if you work in radio. So don't break those suckers. Don't break your machine. Unplug before you get into the vehicle. Don't be like Steve this morning. Many people fighting the idea of carbon tax. I mean, though we've had a long time to get used to it, I feel, and you know, it only is like the second phase of it, the final phase of it that's gone into effect. It's got people churned up again, so much so that this Tempo gas station, I'm sure you've seen the pictures already, they had their digital sign, and it was kind of offensive. Picture the back of somebody's truck. Basically the same message, F, some symbols, and then a K. You can put in the rest.
Notley and Trudeau.
Yeah.
A woman drove 2 hours to see the sign and protest this carbon tax, which defeats her purpose.
The whole point.
The whole point of the carbon tax. So that's not That's not a great way to do it.
That's not the greatest way to protest.
You're adding to the problem, not helping it.
You're paying more carbon tax to do that. And I mean, form any opinion you like on carbon tax. Honestly, especially if you're informed about it, you've read about it. Form any opinion you like. Nobody's saying you have to like it whatsoever. Just point of interest, driving 2 hours to go see a sign that you can see photos of online, not the best way. A Jeopardy contestant named Nick is still kicking themselves after losing $3,200 by calling Coolio's song Gangster's Paradise instead of Gangsta's Paradise.
The only way he could have mispronounced it more whitely would be if he was riding a Vespa scooting while wearing a peacoat and eating a casserole. That is something I would do. I would lose money that way. I am the whitest person you'll ever meet.
Gangster's Paradise.
And Canadian veterans are becoming vocal about a problem on the rise that has the potential to get worse as cannabis is legalized. Dogs getting sick from pot.
So barricade the brownies and lock up the joints. Your dog can't binge watch Bill Nye Save the World for the third time on Netflix saying, "I get it, man." So you just save that experience for yourself, okay? They're not going to have a good time with
it. Pup safe.
And that's your daily catch-up.
Just like a fine wine or George Clooney, the Mixed Morning Show gets better with time. More from last week's show coming up.
The end of this month, a celestial event is going to dazzle and astound that apparently hasn't happened in like over 150 years. Really, though, I mean, it's just another full moon.
Yeah, I mean, but it's going to look cool.
It is going to look really, really cool, though. And the reason it hasn't happened in 150 plus years is because it is a total lunar eclipse happening during a blue moon. Blue moon being the second full moon of the month, of any month. And it's the 31st of January is when it hits. Apparently, we are in a good position on the planet, too. Atlantic coast and anywhere near the Atlantic Ocean, nada. Not going to see it at all. We've got a really good viewing vantage point as long as it's not cloudy.
I just remember when we had that blood moon a couple years ago, and everyone tried to take a picture of it because it was going to be super red.
I know.
But just people using their iPhones, and I was one of those people where it was just all black, and I was like, oh, well, can't see anything.
You can see it so well with your eye, and then you whip out your phone, and you're like, oh, that's great. Well, I got to take a photo of it anyway, or else how can I prove that I saw it on social media?
Well, I just went on Snapchat and took like the red color and just drew a red moon in the darkness.
It's perfect.
Basically the same.
It's story time, Lil. I have got a tale to tell. A tale of complete lack of willpower. Complete lack of willpower.
So laziness?
I haven't really done a formal resolution or anything, as we've talked about. It's just trying to do a little bit better, trying to save some money, trying to be a little healthier into the new year. It's a great time for it. And I thought, you know, one of the big things I can help myself with on both counts is stop eating takeout for every single meal. It's easy to do that you fall into the holiday trap, then there's leftovers just handy. You don't have to cook anything. It's just so easy. But I told myself, for January, at least for a little while, just stop eating takeout. Every single meal, you'll be better, and your wallet will be happier for it. But the problem is there's been this onion ring. This onion ring in the stairwell of my apartment building, and it's a subliminal thing. Like, I walk by it every day, going to work, leaving work, coming home, and it just wore my willpower down, just completely. And as I burned my tongue on a fresh bag of onion rings, I couldn't help but think to myself, like, total conspiracy theory style, I'm like, it worked. Are there other onion rings in other stairwells? Like, is this a January thing where somebody's just gone around and put, like, maybe here's like a deep fried...
They knew. They're just trying to tempt you.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a pickle chip over here. There's like some calamari over here. Gross. But still, it worked on me completely.
A way you could have avoided this is just picked up the onion ring and thrown it in the garbage.
Yes.
We've been banging on about it, and once again, January 15th is when we are going into full celebration party mode. But for now, we have another Mix Heritage Minute from our former employees.
This is one who actually showed me the ropes when I first got here, Mix 103.7, eons ago. And one of the very first people on the air here, the very first Mix Morning Show host. In January of 2008, CFVR, aka Mix 103.7, went live for the first time. In those years, many have worked for Mix 103.7, and these are their stories. Say hello to Nick Sawicki.
I was just like basically a year into radio. I worked down the street and was doing evenings and weekends, and then got offered to do mornings at Mix 103.7, and I was probably the 15th, 16th, 17th person they asked, and I was the first person to actually say yes to Mix 103.7, and then, it was January 2008. And I just remember being absolutely terrified. The former home was obviously on Franklin Avenue at Franklin and Hardin there, and it used to be a Quiznos. The whole building was basically being renovated to get rid of the tomatoes smell. We had to literally start from scratch. I honestly do miss it, and hopefully we'll return one day and pay a visit to the new location of Mix 103.7.
This is a part of our Mix heritage.
I know you're so excited about the new superhero movies that are coming out, Lil.
Oh, yeah, it's what keeps me going day by day.
Day by day. I'm very excited for Black Panther, though. And one of the first things that really shook me up about it in a good way was the music in the trailers. It looks so cool, very different from anything we've seen from the Marvel Mouse House already. And people have been rumoring for weeks that maybe Kendrick Lamar has something to do with it. Turns out, in a public statement, yes, he's actually the guy behind the entire album. At least he's producing the entire Black Panther album, which is songs from the movie and inspired by.
Yes, and one thing I can get on board with, besides the movies, is these songs. We have a bit of a taste with SZA.
Yeah, I wish we could play the whole thing. Unfortunately, can't find a clean version just yet, but yeah. This is what their new single, All the Stars, sounds like, dropped today. Just a sample. Oh, wish we could do more than that. So I'm yelling at the music department later today.
And so many artists are releasing new music this year. We have Ariana Grande. She's already released a teaser on her Instagram. Yeah. Not sure yet. No date has been announced. And then we have JT coming up tomorrow.
The greatest moments from last week's morning show on Mix 103.7.
Hashtag that moment when you realize there's a severed hand that has more followers than you. By millions.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is big. I had no idea. No, this is news to me. The severed forearm of St. Francis Xavier, which is touring Canada and visiting Calgary on the 21st and 22nd of January, is a big deal.
Yeah, apparently it's like if the Stanley Cup came to your hometown, is what I have read.
Yeah, like the Stanley Cup for Catholics. Apparently This is the guy that started the Jesuits. He like founded the Society of Jesus, aka the Jesuits, back in the 1500s, and apparently didn't decompose after he died. So that's when they were like, let's give it the choppy choppy and keep this arm on hand because it's now a religious artifact.
And now it's kept like the Stanley Cup is transferred. It has its own seat on airplanes. It's in this case. People wear gloves to hold the case.
There's a
news to me.
I hope it doesn't go missing like that toe in Whistler or whatever, the one that you can put into the cocktail drink.
Yeah, we can't be known for that.
I think that's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a very interesting year, 2018, for Catholics.
Yeah, it is.
Ash Wednesday, it's on St. Valentine's Day, and then Easter is on April Fool's Day.
So you got to give up stuff for Lent starting on St. Valentine's Day. I guess that really depends on what you want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
It might influence your celebrations of that day. And then April Fool's Day, on a day when you're supposed to be hunting for Easter eggs. I mean, like, the pranks write themselves.
Just put raw eggs down.
I was going to say, hunt raw eggs. That's even worse. I was going to say, just don't put eggs out and just say that you did. Just send the kids out into the yard for days.
Wait, it's a cruel joke.
There is a certain something-something from your past that happens to be turning 20 this month, and it is on the 20th of January that it happens. That would mean it's the champagne birthday for Dawson's Creek.
I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over.
Now will it be yes or will it be? You know the words.
Sorry.
You know the words because of the opening to that damn show. You watched it, I watched it, we all watched it. Even if we pretended that we didn't back in the day. Dawson, Joey, Jen, Pacey, Gail, Mitch, Evelyn, Bessie, Jack, Andy, and Audrey. They were all a part of our lives, whether they were recurring or mains. And all those were at least a main star at some point in the show. Busy Phillips as Audrey, and towards the end, you know, is always messing up the flow of things. If you were a super fan, though, you probably already have, like, all the DVDs. I don't know if people still watch their DVD sets or if they just sit on the shelves, collect dust. But you're still proud to have it, aren't you? Still proud to have it. Might be time to actually get out the Swiffer. Get that disc in the drive. And watch some Dawson's Creek. Now I find myself just searching. So I'm like, I gotta get a smart plug-in that can turn on and off with my voice for every single outlet in the house. I've gotta get cameras. I've gotta get remote control robots. I've gotta get thermostats. I've gotta get everything. Everything smart home. Really, no. I mean, just really getting started, really getting into it. And so far, turning lights on and off and making it play music and give me interesting facts is just about all I have been able to figure out so far. It will happen in time, but don't put that pressure on yourself. If you just got one for the holidays, you have just invested in one for your home, don't worry, it's a learning curve. We will all get through it together, and there are many, many, many nerds that know all about it already that we can ask. The best thing that I have asked it so far, though, not even a question, actually. Just decided to introduce myself, see exactly what this artificial intelligence can do. So I said, Alexa, my name is Steve Reeve. And the immediate response couldn't have been better. You can't make this stuff up. It said, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. Neither can I, Alexa. Neither can I. Canadian Senator Lynn Bayak has been kicked out of Conservative caucus, who, after a year of declaring some good came from the horror of residential schools, posted 100 letters of support to her parliamentary website.
So you might say some good came out of her spouting garbage. Finding 100 other tone-deaf racists doesn't exactly strengthen your position, Lynn.
No.
Glad you are kicked out.
Yeah.
While it's warming up where we are, the Atlantic coast is still bracing for even colder temperatures. Flights at JFK Airport in New York have been suspended due to the so-called cyclone bomb storm.
But it's less to do with the weather itself and more to do with the fact that every passenger in the terminal is casually saying the word bomb and pointing out to the tarmac, which is something that airports just really don't like.
On the long list of words you shouldn't say in airports.
Yeah, that's on the top. And finally, Mark Zuckerberg, the architect of the current social media hellscape, has announced his yearly public resolution, and this year he says he's going to take 2018 to fix Facebook.
But if he really wants to fix it, it shouldn't take the whole year, more like however long the timer on the self-destruct button is.
Like 5 seconds, 30 seconds, 5 minutes, tops.
Done. Get rid of it.
Yeah, boom.
More of the greatest moments from the Mixed Morning Show on the way.
Interesting side effect of this cyclone bomb weather system that's affecting Atlantic coast here in North America. Big, huge storm, like basically from Florida tip all the way to the Labrador Peninsula, mm-hmm. basically. Like just this entire area completely covered by this crazy storm. Lots of snow, going to be super cold. The thing that's going on that's going to keep people warm, though, is that looks like people are trying to get into hookup mode for the cold weekend.
The Hinge stay warm
app,
somehow.
Exactly. The Hinge app, which is a dating app, apparently they say they see a surge in activity over the past 2 days ahead of the storm. Up 27% on just Thursday morning alone, and has seen like higher spikes since then. People just looking for a warm bed, I guess.
Well, we know during storms or some natural weather events, people look to find love or comfort each other, like we saw during the wildfire, the fire babies.
Didn't they make a movie about that, too? It's called, like, The Two-Night Stand or something like that, or, like, The Three-Night Stand, where they get the hookup for, like, the first time, like, both of them, like, I'd never do anything like this. And then they get locked into the house together because of the snow, so they have to kind of get to know each other, and
what
then it's all romantic, and they fall in love. I don't know. I'm assuming. I've never even seen the movie. But, yeah, I mean, true. What else are you gonna do? Shovel snow? That's no fun. Just stay inside, where it's extra steamy. The people of Oregon are not having a good start to 2018.
They are freaking out. They received some horrible news this week that they have the option to pump their own gas.
Apparently for the first time ever.
Along the Pacific coast, people in the diverse state of Oregon are facing a challenge they could never be prepared for.
A brand new law has forced Oregonians to have the option of pumping their own gas for the first time ever.
But how are they to know how to unscrew a gas cap, put a nozzle in, and squeeze a bar to make the gas come out?
Who could they have looked to for such knowledge while waiting at the gas station for the attendant to fill her up?
How could they have seen the three stickers on the side of the pump that tell you what not to do?
How could they possibly follow the on-screen instructions?
Please, as you head to the gas station to fill your own tank, think of the poor people of Oregon who just plain don't know how and don't feel qualified to learn this basic, basic life skill.
Please, pray for Oregon.
I mean, seriously, I mean, it's not that hard to figure out, right?
In January of 2008, CFVR, aka Mix 103.7, went live for the first time. In those years, many have worked for Mix 103.7, and these are their stories. This is Matt Barron.
Back in 2014, things in Fort McMurray were a little bit different. As we were broadcasting from the studios on the corner of Franklin and Hardin, when your tummy rumbled, the options were minimal. Sure, you could go have another sub, but you had one yesterday. Maybe go to the gas station, pay twice as much for something. No, it was getting out of control. And then, lo and behold, OJ's Steak and Pizza opened next door to the station, and everybody's wallet within our building changed forever. Ah, how many mornings did I start with a large meat lover's pizza, or garlic fingers, or even a donair? OJ's, you changed my life, and I want you to know that. You made an already fun job even better.
Oh wait, was I supposed to do something serious about working at Mix?
This is a part of our Mix heritage.
It's Friday and it's time to feel good. It's what's good, and we want to know what's good in your life this week. What's going on? What's putting a smile on your face?
And I think if you're listening earlier in the morning show, you know what's good in Steve and I's lives this week.
You should already anyway, because we both happened to get some new pants over the holidays, and now we got them on. And everybody's talking about my new pants. I got my new pants. Got my new pants on.
Everyone in town loves my new pants. My new pants. I got my new pants on. Slightly off there.
Going crazy for my new pants.
I got my new pants. Got my new pants on. They're ready for Friday.
They're kind of tight. They're not too tight though. Mine, I mean.
Mine are good.
Just like cold pizza, it's better the second time around. The best of the Mix Morning Show on Mix 103.7.